The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man, and you're listening to the Insurance Hour. So we're new week, new and exciting things to talk about as far as insurance goes. We're going to want to shout out to all the veterans for Veterans Day yesterday, and a shout out to the incredible Stan Lee from Marvel Comics, who passed away yesterday as well at age 95. we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. We're going to talk about some life insurance. We're going to talk about health insurance, and we're going to talk about pet insurance. So that's kind of the topics that we're going to be going over today. Before we get started, let me throw the phone numbers out there so that you guys can start calling in and asking your questions. It's 222-TALK or 222-8255. So don't be strangers. We got plenty of open lines at the moment since we just started. And give us a call and ask your questions. So there's a lot going on right now. We're in the middle of the open enrollment season for health insurance and Medicare. But I want to kind of focus on health insurance for the time being. There's a lot of plans out there that that people are kind of hawking, so to speak. The insurance companies are doing their advertisements. Medicare.gov is kind of doing their advertisements, and then there's a lot going on, and people are going, well, hey, you know, I need health insurance, but some of these rates that I'm seeing, they're not affordable, and I'm not seeing some plans that even look like they can benefit me for the premium amounts that the insurance companies are asking for. So we're going to kind of talk about the insurance plans. We're going to kind of talk how they're built. We're going to talk about the premiums, and I kind of want to throw some warnings out there. There's several companies out there that are trying to sell something that's known as a multi-plan, and the premium looks very enticing, much lower than a qualified health plan. But you need to be careful with these multi-plans. A lot of them use leased. A lot of these companies that create these multi-plans, what they do is they go out to a top-tier health insurance company like Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare, and what they do is they go out and they lease a portion of their networks. And so they say, oh, our network is the same as United Healthcare, and that's because we're leasing that network. But the plan, that's where it all stops. The network might be coming from one of these top-tier health insurance companies, but that's it. That's where it stops. How that plan works has nothing to do with where the network of doctors and hospitals are coming from. And so you need to be careful. These multi-plans, they're more like hospital indemnity plans or doctor hospital indemnity plans, and they don't cover things the way that the way a qualified health insurance plan does. So, you know, what they do is they maybe offer reimbursement rates. So you have to go to a doctor. They might say, you know, hey, you get 12 visits a year to a primary care or a specialist. And, you know, we cover the first $50 or the first, $75 or $100 if you're going to a specialist. And what that means is that you're going to pay whatever the office visit fee is for that doctor. And then you're going to submit a claim to the insurance company from their multi-plan, and then they're going to reimburse you. So you're going to show that you paid $100 to the primary care doctor, and they're going to reimburse you $50 of that $100. And so that's kind of how they work. And they're very similar when you go to the emergency room. They may only cover the first $500 of the emergency room visit, and you're left with the rest of the charges. maybe a little, maybe they pay a little bit more, maybe they pay a little bit less. Each plan is totally different. The only thing that they have in common is that they lease the networks from a top tier health insurance company, and then they kind of build their product around that, and then they just reimburse any of the charges. They don't really have proper prescription drug coverage, and on top of that, these multi plans, they reserve the right to screen for pre-existing conditions, and then even deny coverage if you have a serious pre-existing, like type 1 diabetes, or you've recently had cancer, or anything along those lines. They reserve the right to deny you coverage and tell you that you don't qualify for their insurance plan. So, you know, be careful. The premiums on these multi-plans, they look very, very enticing. They look really great. And if you're looking at something and somebody says, well, it's a multi-plan, take a good second hard look at it, maybe even a third. You know, you can always reach out to a local broker and have them go over the plan with you to make sure it's the right thing to do. Even if they charge you a consultation fee, it's still money well spent just to ensure that you're getting the right plan for you for the 2019 health enrollment year. Don't forget, our phone numbers are 222-TALK or 222-8255. You know, so like I said, these multi-plans, they have a lot of benefits. They look very much and very similar to health insurance plans, but they don't necessarily work the same way. Temporary insurance plans, want you to take a good hard look. Temporary insurance plans don't, they can exclude pre-existings, and they can also deny coverage and deny the application and tell you that they're not going to cover you because of a serious pre-existing, again, like type 1 diabetes or cancer or a heart condition. Temporary plans are just that. They're just meant to be temporary. Even though you can buy them out for a year at a time now, it's allowed. And I think that's positive and that's good, especially if you're in really, really, really top-notch health. You can save a lot of money on the temporary plans. And I actually like the temporary plans better than the multi-plans, because they're more cut and dry. You know going into them what your deductible is and what you have to pay after the deductible and what your out-of-pocket maximum is going to be on the plan. So they're much more cut and dry. They're much easier to understand, and there's no surprises when you go into them. So I like the temporary plans a little bit better a lot better than a multi-plan. I'm not a multi-plans are just not a favorite of mine. I don't normally recommend them, and I find that it's few and far between for a person that it would make sense for. The best plan to be in, of course, is a qualified health plan. It's one that has all 10 essential health benefits, has prescription drug coverage, has emergency room coverage, includes maternity, includes mental health, pays for durable medical equipment. So if you need a wheelchair or crutches because you broke your leg or your foot or anything along those lines, qualified health plans will cover those type of services. Yes, you're going to pay a lot more. However, if your income is below 400% of the federal poverty level, you can still qualify for a financial subsidy. Top ranges on that is if you're a one person household, you're looking at around $46,000, $47,000. If you're a two person household, a single mom and a child, you're looking at a top range of about $65,000. You're looking at around $82,000 for a three person family. And you're looking at around $95,000, $96,000 for a four-person family. Bear in mind, again, the qualified health plans are the best way to go. especially if you have any type of pre-existings. Wow, that was a quick segment. We're going to take a little time out here because I hear the music playing in my ear. So just remember, we'll be back in a few moments and with the Insurance Hour.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Hi, everybody. It's our second year anniversary coming up Friday, November the 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. here at the Salem Center. Free food, free cash prizes, free entertainment. I just got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Friday evening, November the 30th, our second year anniversary, or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean, our second year anniversary, November the 30th.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. We're back on the air. The phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. You know, we're going to talk about a segment of insurance now. Health insurance that's not for people. It's not. It's for our four-legged friends. It's for our dogs and cats. And so we're going to go over some pet insurance. And it's something that I think everybody should have, especially if they own a dog or a cat. The truth is, and the statistics play out, that 8 out of every 10 dogs and cats that you see are going to need a life-threatening veterinary care or emergency services because they've been hit by a car, they've gotten sick, they're on death's door, they've swallowed something that they shouldn't have, or they've eaten something that they shouldn't have, and they need to get rushed to a vet. So you know, pet insurance it pays the claims, and I don't know about you guys. I recently had to have a cat fixed, and it was $300. I couldn't believe it. I went into the vet. They did their thing. They called me. They said I could come pick up the cat. I went and picked her up, and they said $300. I about fell out. I couldn't believe I was going to reach into my pocket to pay $300 because I had a cat fixed. You know, I just didn't realize it was that expensive. Didn't realize it was going to be that expensive. Still had to get done, still needed to get done. But you know what I would have paid if I had had pet insurance? My, you know, and that was my bad. I would have paid maybe $40. That's what I would have reached into my pocket for, $40. The rest would have been covered under a pet insurance, a good, decent pet insurance plan. You know, I just want to give you some samples of some costs. You know, if your pet gets cancer and has to go through just routine cancer treatments, you're looking at around $7,600 in in medical bills. But you know what? With a good pet insurance plan, you're only out of pocket $1,600 because the other $6,000 is covered by the pet insurance. Your pet happens to swallow something that they shouldn't have because they were eating or chewing on something that they didn't need to. You know, it could require some surgery. You're looking at maybe about $3,200 in veterinary bills. You know, but with a good pet insurance plan, you you're out of pocket maybe about $400 or so. $2,800 is covered by the pet insurance. Your pet is a little bit older in age and gets arthritis and needs arthritis treatments. That's another $7,400. It could be a $7,400 in medical expenses to get your dog or your cat feeling comfortable so that they can walk around you know, you're out of pocket with a good pet insurance plan is maybe $1,000. $6,400, $6,500 is covered by the pet insurance. You know, plans for about the same cost as pet food. So you know, you go out and you buy whatever you spend on your dog or your cat food per month. That's about the cost of a good pet insurance plan. They have different coverage levels. Let me give you some examples. A good standard middle of the road plan. Unlimited coverage. So doesn't matter whether you need to spend $1,000 or $100,000. The plan will cover it. You're looking at around $50 to $60 a month for a typical dog. And about $40 to $50 a month for a cat. Covers accidents, emergency care, surgeries. Covers illness, cancer, hereditary conditions, emergency care, prescription medications that the vet might prescribe. Covers any accident or illness exam fees. And if you go for kind of like what I call the Cadillac plans, the deluxe, You can add rehab, acupuncture, and chiropractic care for your pets. And talking about chiropractic care for your pets, I had an older dog that just stopped walking. And he stopped walking because the arthritis in his back legs and his hips was so bad, he just found it painful. So my wife at the time found a vet and said, "Hey, we're going to take the dog Poncho to this vet who does acupuncture on dogs because it works and it helps them walk when they have really bad arthritis." And I thought to myself, "Oh my God, she's been taken in. You know, this is never going to work." But you know, we loved the dog and I loved my wife, and so we went to the vet. And I said, "Well, I'm probably throwing the money away, but it's going to make her happy. And it, you know, and if it does work, well, then that much better. The dog will be happier too." So we walk in. The vet does his acupuncture treatment on our dog Poncho, and I got to tell you, you know, I had to carry that dog into the veterinary office, and I had to carry that dog into the exam room for the treatment. And when the vet was finished, was about 45 minutes later when that exam was finished and that treatment was finished, the vet looked at me and said, "Go ahead and put him down on the floor. You don't need to carry him out." And sure enough, to my surprise, I learned that day that acupuncture is not fake. It's real. Because I put that dog on the ground and he walked outside the vet office with me. I didn't have to carry him. He was walking normal. He used the bathroom on the way back out to the car. And I didn't had to come back. I had started taking him once a month for acupuncture treatments. That dog lived another 3 years because of those acupuncture treatments and his ability to get up and walk and go use the bathroom like a normal dog. And I learned that day acupuncture is real. It works for if it works for a dog, it absolutely will work for a person. So I learned a valuable lesson that day. And I learned that, you know, hey, acupuncture works for pets. Don't be afraid to use it. It can definitely help them on their quality of life. And you really should be thinking about a good quality pet insurance plan if you own some dogs and cats. You know, at Thomas & Associates, we're able to offer pet insurance. I think it's a must have for any household. They're not expensive. And you can get limited plans, or you can go the Cadillac route and get unlimited plans that just cover absolutely everything and just have, a great time with your dog and your cat. You can get them for puppies as young as 7 weeks, and there's no age maximum. So if you have a 15-year-old dog that's in good condition and is in good health and doesn't have any real bad pre-existing conditions, you can still get them qualified for a pet insurance plan. Something that you should again take into account. Now, bear in mind there usually is some waiting periods. Once you get the plan, the first 3 days you're on it, you want to make sure your dog doesn't suffer any type of accident, like getting hit by a car. And then there's a 14-day waiting period for any type of illness. So you can't, so if your dog gets sick anywhere within those first 14 days, you're still out of pocket. The pet insurance won't cover it. It doesn't cover any type of routine or wellness. You can pay extra. It's kind of like a little add-on rider. It definitely is worth it. It doesn't cost that much extra. So bear in mind, that pet insurance is a great way to go, when you own a dog or a cat. Don't forget, our phone number is 222-TALK or 222-8255. So, you know, like I said, pet insurance, it's positive. It's a great thing to have. It's a great thing to have for your dog or your cat. And it can definitely save on your pocketbook or your wallet as well. And, you know, you just don't want your pet to have a bad time of things. You know, and then talking about pet insurance, you know, we're going to cover health insurance a little bit more for people. It's very similar. Again, pet insurance is, it only costs about the, whatever you about spend for your pet food for the month, you can actually get a policy for your pet for the same amount of money. And it's a great way to go. One of the other things that we want to kind of take into account in pet insurance or health insurance or any plan is to make sure you understand the benefit summaries of these plans, because they tell you in those benefit summaries exactly how they work and what they're going to cover and when they're going to cover things. And, so it's important. And like I said, we're in the middle of the health enrollment window right now. It's going to continue until December 15th, and then the Iron Curtain is going to come down, and then you're either not going to be able to buy it, or unless you get a special enrollment window or a special enrollment period to help you qualify, so you're going to either get stuck without a plan, or if you're in the wrong plan this year and you procrastinate and you don't do anything about it, you're going to get stuck in the wrong plan again for this year. So don't wait for the last minute. Reach out to somebody. If you want, you can reach out to me at Thomas & Associates, healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to the contact us page and look for Dan, the insurance man. I hear the music. We're going to take time out. I think this one is for the news break, so it's going to be a little bit longer, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. California regulators say initial testing has found no elevated levels of radiation or hazardous compounds after that Southern California wildfire burned very close to a former nuclear test site in the hills northwest of Los Angeles. The State Department of Toxic Substance Control says it sent staff to the Santa Susana Field Laboratory over the weekend and found the facilities that handled radioactive and hazardous materials had not been affected by the fire. That fire is blamed for two deaths and destroying close to 500 buildings. Much more damage farther north, where officials say they're using backfires to try and control the campfire and get some lines around it. It's blamed for at least 42 deaths and destroying close to 7,000 structures. Some 1,200 people remain unaccounted for there. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's down by 110 points. The NASDAQ is up by 11. This is SRN News.
Join us for the 2018 Clay County Delegation Legislation Pre-Session Breakfast. This is a great way to stay informed about all the upcoming legislative actions in Clay County. Senator Rob Bradley, Representative Travis Cummins, Representative Bobby Payne, and a representative from Congressman Ted Yoho's office will all be on hand. John Tabor will be the moderator. This event will be at the Moose Haven Lodge on November 15th from 7:30 till 9 a.m. Attendance for Clay Chamber members is $15, and it's $20 for non-members. For sponsorship opportunities, visit claychamber.com.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the five short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text VOICE to 484848. Text VOICE to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's VOICE to 484848.
This is the Savage Nation.
At the end of the day, he's a lone wolf and an impotent nut, and thank God nobody was hurt. Having said that, this is a huge story with regard to the election. This is a serious body blow to the Republican Party and to Donald Trump. No matter which way you want to spin it, even if you think he's a patsy, even if you think he's a setup, it doesn't really matter. And you're going to see people running from the Republican Party like you've never seen before.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We are back on the air. So the phone numbers are 222-TALK and 222-8255. Give us a call. Ask your questions. I'm happy to answer them. You know, we're going to talk about, I want to bring something up that that I don't normally do. But it's dental insurance. I got to tell you, every day somebody calls me and says, "Hey, I need dental insurance." So I kind of want to go over how dental insurance works. You're going to pay, you know, $25 to $35 a month for a decent PPO plan. But here's the truth about them. They typically do not cover, they'll cover preventative. So if you need, you know, a routine cleaning, x-rays, you got coverage for that. But if you need to get a cavity filled or God forbid, you need something major like a root canal or a crown, you're going to have a waiting period. And it differs plan to plan. Some plans require a 6-month waiting period. Some plans require a 12-month waiting period. You've got to be on the plan for a minimum of 6 months before the insurance company will reach into their pocket to do some of these major services like root canals, crowns, dentures, that type of stuff. And in some cases, you have to be on the plan an entire year before the insurance company will reach into their pocket to help pay for any of those services. Now, on the positive side, you do get even if you do have to pay 100% for those services, you're at least going to pay the contracted rate, which is going to give you a pretty decent discount, usually anywhere between 40 and 55% of whatever the dentist would charge as a cash price if you walked in and said, "Hey, I'm self-pay. I'm just going to give you my credit card or pay you cash for the dental work." So the insurance companies are able to negotiate and get a pretty deep discount for getting some of this work done. So even if you have to pay the full amount, while you're still in that waiting period scenario of the dental plan, you're still going to pay a lot less than if you went into a dentist and said, "Oh, here you go. I'm just going to reach into my pocket and give you a lot of cash to get the dental work done." So it is going to save you some money. But again, be prepared, be ready. A dental plan is typically going to have a waiting period before the insurance company tends to reach into their pocket and start paying for some of the dental work. So if you need dental work right away, you can get a dental plan. Just be prepared that you're going to get the benefit of a lower contracted rate, but the insurance company's not per se going to be reaching into their pocket and having you and helping you pay for any of that work. Bear that in mind. The best time to get a dental policy so that you can meet those waiting periods is when you don't need any type of dental work. And again, you're going to pay somewhere between $25 and $35 for a decent PPO plan. Doesn't really matter which dental company it's with or which insurance company it's with. They're all about the same. It's just a horse of a different color. So it just kind of depends on where you want, and it also depends on which network your dentist is in that you want to visit. Moving on, we kind of covered dental, but if you have a question about dental insurance, don't hesitate. Reach out and give me a call, 222-TALK or 222-8255. I always feel that when I'm reading out that second number, I'm always worried that I'm reading 1-2 too many. So again, 222-8255. Give us a call. Got plenty of answers for your questions, and they're always right. So don't be strangers. You can always reach out to me through the website healthinsurancethomas.com. Go to contact us. Find me, Dan Tuckman, and you can always shoot me an email or just reach out to me at the office after the show. Life insurance. Let's kind of cover life insurance. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's important. I'm excited about it. If you're under 40, you should be getting a special family plan coverage. $200,000 on yourself, $200,000 on your wife, $20,000 of life insurance on all your kids. Run you about $63 a month. That's less than you pay on your cell phone bill. Well, I know it is because it's less than I pay on my cell phone bill, and I'm just one person at the moment. So it's a great deal. You should be thinking about it. You should reach out. Ask me some questions here on the air. Because if you have that question, I guarantee you somebody else listening to this program has that same question, and they could use the answer too. So give me a call, 222-TALK or 222-8255. Would love to answer your questions and help you understand life insurance and how it works and the benefits of it. There's just a lot that you can do with it now that you never could. It's not just simple death benefit coverage where you have to die for your family to get the money. There's a lot of instances now where these plans can carry living benefits. It means you can access the cash while you're still alive to pay off debts, to pay off the house, to pay off the car, to get everything in order financially so that if you've been diagnosed with a terminal illness, you can access that money, that death benefit before you die to pay off all these bills and even potentially to go on a memorable family vacation and enjoy everybody's company. I got to tell you that I had a client at the agency who called up and said he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The doctor said that he had only about a year to live, and he said he needed to find out what his options were. He wanted to change the beneficiary. He wanted to make sure his wife was the beneficiary on the life insurance policy. So we got to talking, and I said, you know, hey, I'm going to send you a form along with the beneficiary form to make sure everything is up to date. And I said, you know, you have the option. Just need to get a doctor to sign off that you know, you've been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and you've got, you know, no more than about a year to live, a little less now. And you'll be able to access the death benefit of your policy. And he said, what? I didn't know I could do that. And I said, yes. Turns out, you know, he followed through. He got a good chunk of that death benefit while he was still alive. He paid off all of his bills. He prepaid for his funeral so his family didn't have to. And then he took a chunk of money and they went on a very memorable long vacation where he got to enjoy his family while he was still in generally good health and could travel and wasn't feeling any type of pain or discomfort. They went on a wonderful cruise and a wonderful vacation overseas. He came back and ultimately the pancreatic cancer did succumb to it and he did pass away. But, you know, after he passed away, his wife came in and delivered a thank you card he had written and said thank you for letting him know about those living benefits on his life insurance plan. So, you know, there's a lot of things with life insurance that you may not know exist or that you may want to find out if your policy has some of those benefits. So, you know, feel free, reach out, 222-TALK or 222-8255. Happy to answer those questions or set an appointment with you at your convenience to go over your personal information and make sure that you understand how it works and what's available to you on your policy. You know, there's a lot of stuff here that you should know as well, depending on how much life insurance coverage you're asking to get. There's the possibility that you don't need to go through a physical. Then the other thing, you know, some other positives of life insurance, it's a personal portable policy. So it means that no matter who you work for, no matter what you're doing, that life insurance policy is always there with you. The death benefits and even the living benefits from life insurance policies, they're tax-free benefits. You never pay income taxes on those dollars. And that's exciting. Again, we kind of talked about the accelerated benefits. If you've got term insurance, it should be able to convert to a permanent policy. So if you do have kind of a medical condition come up down the road, you have the ability to convert it to a permanent policy without going through underwriting. and I hear music, so we're going to take a timeout, and then we'll be back in a few moments.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, Jacksonville, we're back. Phone number's 222-TALK or 222-8255. We got a call while we were on the break, so we're going to go to Mary Ann. Hey, Mary Ann, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead with your question.
I really didn't have a question. I just wanted to say how I'm 85, and when I was 60-ish, I bought a whole life insurance policy that would pay $250,000 when I died to my five children. That's all I wanted was that. And now that I'm into the policy, I'm stuck. You know, the value goes down if I don't pay the full premium every month, which when I was 60, I didn't think I would not be able to make that payment, which was foolish on my part, right?
Well, I wouldn't say foolish, So you're in a permanent policy right now?
Yes, and of course everybody says it's the worst, you know. You should never buy a whole life.
Oh, I would highly disagree with that. Anybody who's telling you that doesn't understand life insurance. they really don't. There's agents out there who say, oh, you know, term is the only way to go, but term insurance, you're renting it. And at some point in time with term insurance, you're going to get stuck without insurance. You're not going to be able to buy it because term insurance doesn't at age 80, you can't, or age 70, you can't necessarily buy a term policy anymore because of your age. You become uninsurable, not because you're sick, just because you've gotten too old for the insurance company to write you a term policy, or it's so expensive that it's unaffordable. So no, I think whole life, I think there are some possible strategies. I mean, I could tell you that there's a lot of things that you could potentially do with your current plan. I'd have to actually look at the life contract and see kind of where you're at and what you're currently paying. And it Hi. Sounds to me that are you by chance in a universal life permanent product?
I think so.
Okay. So there are some potential strategies.
Cash value has, you know, has gone down, you know, to like $25,000.
Yeah, and that's because you're in a universal life product. Works great when you're younger. Doesn't work so good when you get older, because the way a universal life product works is it purchases term insurance 1 year at a time. So, and then every year it pays for that term insurance, and then your monthly premiums are currently not able to pay for the term insurance every year because of your age. And so what's happening is that the insurance policy has to dip into the cash value to make up that difference. And that's why your insurance policy, your cash value is decreasing every year. You know, I'd love to have a sit down with you. I think there's some things that we can do to strategize to kind of stop that cash value from going down. But you know, it's not something that you can really get done over the radio in a couple of minutes. And if
I just wanted to make sure that when I die, that they will pay the benefit.
As long as you're paying the monthly premium.
Yeah, but I'm not paying the full amount. See,
right, and you got a couple of there are some choices and some actions that can be done to make that policy continue. The easiest is you have to reach kind of into your pocket, and the insurance company should send you a letter every year letting you know how much you're currently paying and what you should be paying to maintain the policy. So an example, if you were paying $100 a month, but you really needed to be paying $200 a month, the insurance company sends you that letter every year, and it says, you know, hey, if you want to maintain this policy, instead of paying $100, you should be paying $200 a month. So there's a dollar amount that you should be paying where you won't dip into your cash value. But the truth is that that dollar amount will go up every year a little bit.
Well, I'm only paying in $250, and it's like $7,000. So I'm not even close, you know, to paying. So,
I said, there are some strategies that you can look at. I'm not saying that I advise any of these to you, but you could potentially reach out to the insurance company and ask them, hey, what would it take to convert this to a paid-up policy? Your death benefit will go lower, but you won't have any more insurance payments. You won't have any more premium payments to make. The other option is to do what's known as a 1035 exchange to a different policy, to a more traditional whole life policy versus a universal life policy. So that you can, so it's a more level premium, and you don't have to worry about accessing the death benefit or the cash value to make up the difference for the premium shortages. So there are some strategies. There are some companies that you could potentially look at to kind of fix this. You know, like I said, if you'd like, you know, I'm happy to, you know, I can put you on hold, and Brian can get your number, and we can give you a call. I can give you a call after the show. And if you have a son or a daughter that you'd like to have part of the meeting to to go over the information so that they can help you make a decision, I think that would be wise as well.
Okay, but the point is that I want to make sure that they're going to, you know, get the money, and I don't see how that's possible.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that there are some things that can be done that can ensure that. But I would highly recommend a sit down and face to face meeting to talk about what can be done to ensure that that's happening, and without the policy basically expiring, because it's you're having to use up the cash value to pay the to help make up the shortage on the premium.
Right. Okay.
Okay, hold on. So I'm going to put you on hold, and Brian's going to get Marianne and Brian's going to get your number off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, all right. So that was a great call. And I'm going to tell you that Marianne's not alone in this. She mentioned that she's 85 now. When she was 60, she got this policy. That was 25 years ago. You know, interest rates were much, much higher back then. Universal life policies, the traditional ones that just had a fixed interest rate associated with them. In some cases they were paying 8, 9, 10, maybe even 11% interest. Why? Because the interest rates were higher. It was easier for the insurance companies to make money on the on their investment accounts to pay off on these universal life policies. And so hold that thought. I will get back to it. We've got another caller. We've got Jane on the line. Hi, Jane. You're going to need to turn your radio down or turn it off.
My situation is the same as that lady that just called. I have a universal policy I bought when I was in my 40s, and I'm 68 now. So I've only got like 7,000 cash left. So I was trying to watch that to make sure I don't lose my insurance that they're paying on it so many years.
Right, right. I understand. And same thing. I think there's some strategies that you can look at that can help you with that policy. You're not the only person in that boat. I wish nobody was in that boat. It's a bad boat to be in, I'll be honest. But I think, you don't have to hemorrhage your cash value. It can be stopped, and it can, at the very least, it can be slowed down significantly. The first step is you've got to do a policy review. You got to have a clear understanding of what the insurance company put into their contract, and then from there it's easy to figure out what the best course of action is for the policy. If you'd like, I can offer you the same thing that I did for Marianne. Let me put you on hold. Brian will get your number, and I can reach out to you after the show. If you have a son, a daughter, a sister, a good friend that helps you make these type of decisions, I would invite you to make sure that they're there as part of the meeting so that they can hear everything that's said. But hold on a second. Let me get you on hold.